Hello and welcome to The Word in Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center of San Diego. I pray that you are continually holding on to God during these turbulent times and that you are being strengthened through His Word and by His Spirit. Let us go before the Lord in prayer before we get started. Lord, I love you on today. I bless your holy name. I thank you, Lord, for being who you are. Thank you, Lord, for being our Savior. And thank you, Lord, for being all-powerful, almighty, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. And we thank you, Lord. May you bless us through your Word. And Lord, help us to discern and understand the signs of the times and understand what we ought to do in these times and give us boldness to do it. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going to go back over to the book of John chapter 19. We're going to read just a couple of verses, verse 14 and 15. And we've been in Matthew 24, what the scholars call the Olivet Discourse on our last several podcasts. And we're going to go back over to John chapter 19. Let me read verse 14 and 15. It says, "And it was the preparation of the Passover, and about the sixth hour, and he said unto the Jews, Pilate said unto the Jews, Behold your king. They cried out, Away with him, away with him, crucify him. Pilate said unto them, Shall I crucify your king? The chief priests answered, We have no king but Caesar. Now the priests answered, They have no king but Caesar. They said, Away with him, away with him. And I want to talk just a little bit about those words. Away with him, away with him. This is 2015, and I want to talk particularly about the United States and previous events that have happened and have been happening for a while. Our nation is saying to Jesus, saying to God, away with you, away with you. We don't want you. We are saying it in our laws and legislation. We are saying it in our conduct and behavior. We are saying it in our lifestyle. We are saying it in our desires and our wants. We are saying it with our mouths, with our actions, with everything that we can possibly say it with. We say it in our schools. We say it on our jobs. We say it in our authority and our power. We say it in the government all the way down to our homes. We're saying, away with you, away with you. And a nation that says this is headed for destruction. This is a time when we need to pray for our nations, pray for unity in the body of Christ, pray for the unity within our homes, diligently and fervently and effectually. The fervent, effectual prayers of the righteous availeth much. And we have got to turn from our wicked ways, seek the Lord, and then He will heal our land. We have to humble ourselves, 2 Chronicles 7:14, and humble ourselves and show God that we still love Him, because we are showing with our actions, I'm just talking particularly in the United States, we've always been showing it around the world, but the United States was founded on the principles of God. Even though we had slavery and all these other things, we were founded on the principles of God, and we have done away with those principles. And fast forward to 2015, we are saying, away with you, away with you. We have got to get down on our knees, and we have got to get in our lifestyle, in a lifestyle of prayer, and prayer and supplication and humility, so God turns the wrath away. Because destruction is headed our way, And it has always been throughout the whole Bible, a nation that forgets God and they don't bother with the laws of the commandments. They don't love God. They show that they don't, you know, we don't need him. Things have been the same since our forefathers have died and God has not done anything. And we're going to do what we want. We're going to say what we want. We're going to live the way we want. That has ramifications, and we need to pray. So I want to end this podcast with prayer. I want you to join with me in prayer, praying for our nation and praying for our churches. Our church right now that at the City of Faith Family Worship Center on University Avenue, 6265 University Avenue, is in a fast, in a 30-day fast right now. We are doing one meal a day. We have been doing it from July 5th. We're going to do it through the 27th. And after the 27th, we're going to go on the Daniel fast for 10 days until August the 5th. And we are praying for souls to be saved and lives to be changed. We are praying for the unity in the body of Christ and unity in our churches. And we are praying for miracles. In the second half of our fast, when we get to the Daniel fast, we are praying for strongholds to be broken. We are asking whoever are listening, who is listening to this podcast, I ask that you join in with us and we pray for the unity of the body of Christ around the world, that we stand up and we do not compromise the gospel. We love people into the kingdom, not by compromising and watering down by gospel, but by the truth of the word, because we shall know the truth, and it is the truth that shall make us free. Watering down and pacifying and just kind of milking over things is not working. People are still dying in their sins, and we are still compromising the gospel and even in the church living any old kind of way. But we better get a hold of the hand of God, and that the wrath of God be stayed, and that he have mercy on us, and that he doesn't just let loose and give us over to our own way, because we will surely be destroyed. Join with me in prayer. Lord, we need help on today. We humble ourselves on today. We submit unto you on today. We seek your face. We turn from our wicked ways. Lord, help us. We have turned from you in this nation. We have said, away with you, away with you, with our laws, with our behavior, with our conduct, with our minds, with our desires, and our own spirit is turning in another different way, because we are seeking the lust of the flesh. And Lord, you said that seek the lust of the flesh eventually dies. We die, according to James. And Lord, we're asking for forgiveness, Lord, on today. We are repenting on today on behalf of this nation, that we have turned to the wickedness of the sinfulness of the enemy. And we are suffering the consequences, Lord. But you said where sin abound, grace did much more abound. Lord, hear our prayer on today, that we may be healed in this land. Help us, Lord. Touch our leadership in this nation, that they make the right decisions on the behalf of your people, that we may live a peaceable life. Lord, you said when the enemy comes in like a flood, you will raise up a standard against him. Lord, raise up a standard against the enemy. Lord, we need to obey you, and we have not. And because of it, we are suffering. We are suffering in our health. We are suffering in our mind. We're suffering in our emotions. We're suffering in the families, in the marriages. We're suffering in the churches. We are suffering in our land. Lord, and you have shut up the heavens, and in California, it's not even raining. But Lord, we are asking for forgiveness, that you rain down your spirit upon us. You help us, Lord, and that we turn from our wicked ways, so you heal our land. We need you, Lord, to intervene. Without you. We will not make it. Surely we will die in our sins. People will not be saved. Lives will not be changed unless we turn from our wickedness. Lord, help us on today. We are repenting for our sins have been wicked and treacherous, and we have been selfish, and we have went our own way, which is a way to destruction, and it is a broad path. Lord, lead us back down the narrow path where we find light and life. You have come to give us life and that more abundantly. Lord, help us on today. Help us, Lord, have mercy upon us in Jesus' name. Amen. Join us next time on The Word in Me. God bless you. Have a wonderful day and meditate on the Word of God. In Jesus' name, amen.